33-14.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't shoot it well, basically, the whole night. But I thought Adrian gave us a real good lift off the bench in the first half. And Lou, for that matter, I thought the small lineup did a real good job for us. And we tried to stretch out that group of eight. So that could have been a factor in the fourth. But a lot of it was just inability to put the ball, combination. We couldn't put the ball in the basket. We couldn't make shots. And first half, we did a good job getting to the free throw line. We got 15 free throws in the first half. And the second half, not nearly as, sometimes that evens out. But I remember Nick going good a couple times and Kevin. But other than that, we didn't attack the basket in the second. We settled for jump shots, and whether they're open or not, when you're having a tough night, we need to find another way to score. You put the ball on the deck or make an extra pass. We didn't do that, but we certainly did not play with a lot of confidence or a lot of energy in the fourth. So again, maybe the minutes or guys that are playing well for a while, maybe it's a few too many minutes, so maybe we gotta play a couple more guys off the bench and see if that'll help.
Elton certainly gave them a lift, and especially
the second half made a huge difference. He struggled in the first half, and he looked like somebody that hadn't played in however long it's been. And surprisingly, in a relatively quick, he almost looked like a different player. And so he didn't look like, Elton Brand, first team or whatever he was, all NBA, but he certainly was a major factor in the second half. I mean, he looked totally different. That was obviously a huge lift for them. But there again, Corey hurt us a lot early. Thornton hurt us early, and then one or two late. Fizikas hurt us on the boards. He got a couple of big boards, and we had a chance to, twice get in it, and the one time we got back and we needed the three on top, I think, to cut it to whatever it would have been, six or seven or five, I don't know. But a big drought again, coupled with turnover. We did a real good job taking care of the ball going into the fourth quarter. I'm going to say we had nine or ten. I think we had five or six turnovers in the fourth quarter. One of the reasons we were still ahead was we were taking care, even though we weren't shooting a good percentage, we were getting to the free throw line and we were taking care of the ball in the fourth quarter. We didn't take care of the ball, and a couple of them were like cross-court turnovers or turnovers that just led to Brevin. We got lucky. Brevin missed one. I don't know when Brevin missed that one, whether it was third or fourth, but a couple of our turnovers led to breakaways, and so it was, a double-edged. Not only were we not getting a shot, they were pretty bad turnovers in terms of the cross-court pass or a guy getting stripped, and they went coast-to-coast with it.
Coach, how important is it for next year to give Kevin some offensive help, like a guy who can score 20 on a maybe regular basis, if not semi-regular basis? So it seems like in that second half, Kevin's kind of doing everything on his own.
Well, I mean, it's gonna be important, but again, Wheezy's not here and he's not playing. Robert's not here and he's not playing. Jelly's not here and he's not playing. I'm not saying that's why they beat us, but we have some guys who we think can score, or have shown they can score, that will, there's already some guys in-house that can do that. And, we really didn't want to go or don't want to go to Kevin as much as it looked like we did in the third and fourth. But, I mean, it's not all calls. It's, we want him to be aggressive. We want him to look for it and be willing to shoot it. And we have to execute better. And we got to put other guys in situations where they can score, where they can make shots, or where they can do things. I mean, I agree with you, but our margin is not, our margin for error is not good. And so, tonight we had, guys. Got opportunities, got some more shots than they normally get, or the bench really helped us. Adrian really helped. Adrian had, I thought, an excellent game, most of it on the defensive end, but he rebounded, he made some real good plays. But some other guys got shots. It's either sometimes they make or had opportunities and weren't able to put it in. So again, on a night like that, if you take care of the ball or if you're getting stops at the other end, you can hang in, which is really what we were doing. We were doing it after the first quarter. The defense was pretty adequate in the second and the third. But in the fourth quarter, turnovers, no defense, fatigue, whatever, you know, confidence, you know, here we go again, whatever it was a totally different situation than it was in the first three. I mean, I hear your question, but I don't want to, you know, make it like, oh, this is good and everybody else is not doing their job. It's not that. It's defense, it's turnovers, it's a lot of things. It's not just that.